Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So let's shift gears again, as we often do on this program. All things financial, I say. What makes sense to talk about? Well, there's so many different things that affect our everyday lives and the markets and commodities, and of course, oil has been all the rage lately. How about the value of currencies relative to other currencies, the dollar being a lot stronger of late? Well, another thing that we sometimes need to really take a look at is where we can look to maybe some additional diversification for your portfolio, or for some people feel as a hedge against uncertainty or tumult, and or just simply purely as an investment. And so one of those categories that we think it's good to talk about is gold and other precious metals. And they can be, just like that cereal in the morning can be part of an overall balanced breakfast, can also gold or other precious metals can be part of your overall portfolio. All right, so to talk with us about these opportunities or these methods of diversification is a returning guest to the program, Tom Cloud, owner and chairman of the board of Cloud Hard Assets, and the website cloudhardassets.com. A couple of recent articles got my attention, Tom. I'm glad to have you back. Welcome.
Well, good, David. Always be back.
And Tom is joining us traveling, and so we've got him on his cell phone, but it sounds okay, and we'll work with it. And we had a little bit of noise in the background, so we'll work with that, Tom. No problem. You are well worth the inconvenience or any trouble we might experience in some background noise. So let's dive right in, because I know you're a busy guy. Tom has done a lot of work with hard assets, tangible forms of concentrated wealth like gold, silver, other precious metals. I know you've gotten into some other types of hard assets, including some of the precious stones. So there's a lot going on, as is always the case on the international side, which seems to me, Tom, it seems to drive a lot of what happens with these commodities prices, correct?
Yeah, David, it does. I mean, all you got to do is look back at when the dollar was going down in the U.S. from 2000 to 2012, gold had 12 straight years up in dollars. So now, with the dollar being strong because of the problems in Europe and other places, we're seeing, like in Russia right now, gold's up 73% in 11 months.
Wow.
If you're buying it in their currency. So what's happened is it's created a storm of demand over there, and people over here are selling gold, and it's moving east because of the huge demand, because the rest of the world is experiencing what the U.S. experienced for 12 consecutive years, and that was gold going up double-digit average, and then last 2 years, gold has come down, but is off to a great start in 2015.
Well, that's very helpful, Tom, because you know it's always perspective. We can't just look at the last couple of weeks. We need to look at a longer range perspective, and that's really helpful because you're right. The dollar has gotten so much stronger because we are, as I've said this, and I'm sure other people have as well, and you probably heard this quote, Tom, that you know the U.S. is the stronger or strongest of the weak. So it's always compared to other economies and interest rates and all of these other things that drive the value of currencies. And as you well put, the dollar has gotten so much stronger against all these various major economies. I don't know of anybody else that's really surging. Are there any other countries you're seeing right now where their currencies are surging like the dollar has?
Singapore dollar is fairly strong, and the Romanian zloty is a very interesting currency that we're keeping close eyes on. But the thing that's most concerned about the strong dollar is the Baltic Dry Index has hit the lowest since 1986, which is showing our dollar is so strong it's now affecting the economy in negative ways because a lot of people can't export. So we're going to come to some kind of line there where the U.S. will favor a weaker currency because it's hurting the economy, and we're starting to see, like I said, since 1986, the lowest amount of exports going out from the U.S. to to other parts of the world, and this is not a good thing. So we're watching that very closely also.
Absolutely, Tom. Well, it might, yeah, it's not good for us to have weaker exports. We need strong exports. Certainly good for these other countries, of course, that they can have a weaker currency, which makes their goods cheaper and more competitive than ours. So eventually, what I'm hearing you say, and I would agree completely, our policymakers are going to have to do something to stem that flow, if you will, and try to make our dollar weaker to make our exports cheaper and stronger, correct?
Absolutely. It's interesting. And then with China last week lowering their interest rates, what they had not done with everybody else, down to the near zero interest rates and quantitative easing. So we're seeing that, and that's been a real big boost for gold in the last couple of weeks. And also in India, they've lowered the national sales tax on gold from 10% to 2%. And this is one of the other driving things that's been very positive for gold, as, you know, a small part of someone's portfolio, because even after the drop of 2013 and 14, gold has still averaged 12.2% per year for the 15-year period from 99 through 2014. So even with two down years, we're still averaging 12.2 per year. We think that has a good chance to pick back up, because the dollar, just like we got through talking about, has to come back down some to be competitive in the world. So it's a good time to, you know, get a small position into gold, and we recommend physical gold and try to stay away from a lot of leverage gold mining, and actually have some physical gold in your possession, either gold or silver, for, you know, potential disasters, or if you do need metals to barter with on a short term, great thing to have.
I'm always big on diversification, Tom, and I know we've talked about this in the past, and I like, you know, whenever we're talking about what's going to be our response to whatever may come down the road, I always want an all-of-the-above strategy, just like they talk about with energy policy. I want an all-of-the-above. I like the idea of some cash. You want to have some gold. Okay, that's good. You know, how about some other things that you might barter with if some of these things do happen? You know, if the ATMs don't work for a week, I got people that don't have any idea what to do.
That's right. And after that ATM debacle 2 weeks ago, no, they may not want to. $1 billion. So made all those ATMs open around the world. And
right.
Money just flew out, and, you know, we still haven't heard the bottom line of that story yet, because who's going to pay for it? It's not insured.
Right, exactly. Well, and you made another good point that I think we should flesh out and talk a little bit more about, and that was your point about distinguishing between tangible physical gold versus all the paper. So let's go. Let's do this, Tom. We'll grab a quick break, if you don't mind holding just for a second.
Sure.
We'll go to a quick break. We'll come back with Tom Cloud, owner, Cloud Hard Assets. And the website, of course, is cloudhardassets.com. Quick break. We'll be back with Tom.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your financial portfolio prepared for such a correction? What about inflation? What's your plan when that gallon of milk or gallon of gasoline costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has all the answers to questions like these and practical steps to help you hedge against these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland.
And we are back with Tom Cloud. cloudhardassets.com is a website. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to fully introduce you, Tom, and I'll make up for that. You know, Tom has been, very conveniently for us, he has been a student of this industry for just decades, and so you can hear that experience and wisdom in his voice, and we always appreciate his insights into some of these things happen because of that broad and deep perspective that you have, Tom. I really appreciate that.
Well, glad to. It's 39 years. I started my company 39 years ago, and that the people I introduced is one of the old guys in the industry, and really am, because it wasn't even an industry until 1972 when
exactly.
Nixon closed the window. So I have been around it for all but 4 years since Americans were able to buy gold or silver directly.
I think people forget, and many people don't even know that that was ever the case, Tom, and I appreciate your perspective. And I want to weigh in a little deeper if we can, because I think this is an area where it kind of separates out the purpose of your gold purchase or other precious metals. And I know you are very experienced with a lot of different types of concentrated forms of wealth, including gold, but also some of these other metals and things that are even more valuable than gold on a per ounce basis. So the distinction I want to draw, Tom, if we can, is the difference between physical gold and then some of these leveraged or other forms of gold that are available, you know, known to many institutional or retail investors who are doing it themselves or working with an advisor, is something as simple and basic as GLD being the gold ETF that you can purchase.
Yeah, and what GLD is, which, you know, you can look at it as not a risk, or you can look at it as a risk, but unless you have $183,000 worth of GLD, you can never take the physical gold. Your only option is to liquidate and have the money put in your brokerage account. And unfortunately, GLD currently has 80 people claiming for every ounce of gold they own. The rest of it is in a hedged position. So it's kind of like playing Ring Around the Roses, and you know, you could not have the gold there. So we're real hell-bent on, I'm not saying you should not invest in gold shares. They're more risky. But I'm talking about physical gold. Either you buy it and take delivery of it, or you leave it in a storage facility. But that's primarily what I specialize the last 15 years in, is just the physical delivery of things like gold eagles, gold maple leaves, gold bars, and things like that.
Sure.
That the client actually takes delivery and can put in a safety deposit box or a home safe or wherever else they see fit. But that's what we're talking about, because in my opinion, the reason you buy gold is for safety and diversification. It's not, so GLD has not got the answers. It doesn't cover that. It does give you an investment in gold, but you cannot own the gold or hold the gold, or ever get any of it unless you're an investor that has over $183,000 worth of it.
Well, that's an excellent distinction, and I knew you'd be able to help us kind of ferret that out. And it is something that, you know, the average volume in GLD is around 7.7 million units, I guess we would call it, shares.
They're 10th ounce units. Yeah. They're 1/10 ounce units.
Yeah. So, yeah, so there's volume there. There's certainly liquidity there. But it, as you very well put there, it's musical chairs potentially that if you want to actually take physical possession. Now, the obvious question I think people, well, maybe a couple of obvious ones, Tom, and I know you get these questions a lot, so maybe they're a little naive, but I'll ask them anyway on behalf of the listeners. If we take physical receipt of the gold, you know, people can, as you said, they put it in their safety deposit box, they can home safe, they can do something like that. When we're getting gold, you know, right now, current price, you know, what, a little bit north of $1,200 an ounce for the gold. So when they get
That's correct. Okay.
So when they get that, you know, they could have quite a bit of money in a small space, right?
Right, exactly.
So you can, and I know that they're sold, you mentioned a couple different forms, the coins and such, but, you know, you can buy little, I mean, these little bars of gold, correct?
Yes, you can buy little gram bars, 10 gram bars, buy them in any size you want. Small is where it takes 32 of them to equal 1 ounce, the 1 gram bar.
I'm just curious now. I'm going to satisfy my own little personal curiosity here, Tom. What's the biggest form you actually see people buy? Is it a whole ounce, or are there larger units that are sold?
Right, the kilo bar is 32.15 ounces.
Wow.
And that's the biggest that we sell. Now, the biggest made in the world are commercial that you see the central banks and China and Thailand buying last week. Now, those are 100 ounce and 400 ounce bars, but I'm not a commercial dealer.
Okay.
So the biggest I sell is 32.15 ounces.
So 32, well, so if I do the math, Tom, you bear with me, 32.
$40,000.
Yeah, it's 40 grand, right? I knew you'd have that off the top of your head. So you could have a kilo of gold and it's $40,000.
That's correct.
Wow. Okay. And so let's say we get that. The next obvious question that people are going to be curious about is, okay, I've got it. What if I want to sell it? Do they then, how do they go about selling it?
We're real unique, David. We do not charge any back-end fees, and we've been doing this for 39 years. And when they're ready to sell it, we give them the address of our warehouse. And as soon as they mail it and give us a registered number from the post office, we lock in the price. When the bar or coin arrives, we verify it and then send the client a check. And once again, we don't charge any fees on the back end when they sell it. And also, as we said the first time I ever did a show with you, if your listeners say they heard about us from you, we'll also pay their postage and insurance on any orders forever. Once they get grandfathered in, we'll never charge them any postage or insurance.
That's pretty cool, Tom. I appreciate that. And that is good to know because, you know, the natural thing that people ask about is liquidity, right? I mean, how liquid are my investments? That's with anything. Everybody wants to know how liquid what they do is. Now, I have to ask, this is just out of curiosity. If you can't disclose it, that's okay. You could say I can't share that because I know privacy is of utmost concern when the transactions you're dealing with, Tom. But can you give us an example, maybe one of the largest purchases you've seen somebody make that, you know, where you dealt with them and they wanted to really secure a good chunk of gold? Got an example for us?
Yeah, well, the biggest one I've had in the last 5-6 years, I had a person move 10% of assets into gold. It was $16 million.
Good grief.
And we had to arrange storage in an independent storage facility in New Haven, Delaware, called IDS, where the client set up his own account, and we delivered it to that account. But literally, we have orders from 1 ounce of gold as our minimum. The order silver is only 20 ounces, which is around, you know, $375 to $400. But we're glad to help people, and our staff has been with me a long time, and you know, we're very user-friendly to walk these people through. And as you said earlier, they go to cloudhardassets.com and look on the precious metals button and just hit the word gold or silver. I've written a piece that's been published on 60 websites on how to buy it and what to look for and the pros and cons of each kind of gold and silver. It's very educational for anybody, you know, looking to get into this area of investment.
Oh, no, it's a great website. I've been to your site many times, Tom, and I think it's really, really interesting, and there's a lot of good stuff. And I did the math while you were sharing that with me about that very large gold purchase. And if I did the math correct, it's about a little over 800 pounds of gold.
Yeah, I think that's about what it was. I don't remember exactly, but that sounds pretty close.
Yeah, you can trust me on the math. I'm pretty good with it.
Yeah.
But I love it. Now, I also, again, some of this is my own curiosity. I think some of the listeners would also. If we're just strictly talking, I know that we can get super concentrated with wealth, and we could talk about the diamonds and such in just a minute, Tom. But within the area of precious metals, gold, platinum, you've got palladium, you've got, which is the right now, and I know it changes, which is the most valuable per ounce?
Gold is right now.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Platinum usually is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Platinum has fallen down through all this European scare about deflation and recession and all of that. So that's one of the big demands. But palladium had a burst forward last week when China did, because they're making cars, and you can use platinum as a catalytic converter, but palladium is the main because it's, you know, $800 an ounce, where platinum is still, even with the current drop, is still around $1,150 per ounce. So palladium had a big surge last week, about 6%, when China geared up, because they've got 8 new car plants in China the last 36 months. And so they buy palladium, make the cars with the catalytic converter. So palladium looks real good. And it's been the number one metal for 2013 and 14, while the others went down. As I mentioned earlier, palladium went up both of those years.
Very good. Well, it's interesting to watch, Tom. Tom Cloud, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, cloudhardassets.com. Glad to have him with us, and we're going to grab a quick break. I'll come back. I want to talk a little bit more, if we can, Tom, about a little bit about some of the impact of this international demand for precious metals, especially gold. So hold right there. We'll be right back.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be done in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals, couples, and families plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his client's shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. If you'd like to learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. No cost or obligation. Or visit PlanStronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Hey, welcome back. We've got Tom Cloud on the line, cloudhardassets.com, and we've had Tom on before and enjoyed always getting his perspective. And, you know, you mentioned India earlier, Tom, and the lowering the taxes. That takes quite a burden off the importing of gold and the use of gold, which is a big deal in India with their jewelry, that whole industry, correct?
It is, David. I don't know if you read the news over the weekend, but Apple is going to build a iWatch, and they don't know exactly how many ounces of gold will be in each iWatch, but it could be anywhere between 1 and 2 ounces. If it does, it'll make them the biggest. Next year, they could buy 30% of, and they're hoping to manufacture 1 million units a month starting as early as May. And over a year, they could take 30% of the world's gold mining output per year, which would be a huge thing. And your clients can go to Google and put on their iWatch gold content of an iWatch, and a lot of stuff to read, but it looks like it's going to happen, and it looks like it will be the big driver for gold next year. Then you throw in India cutting the tax, and then you throw in China with a new Shanghai exchange is now 6 months old, and it's breaking records because they're encouraging their clients or their citizens to buy gold as their savings in China, because they know long term it'll be a gold standard someday in the future. So you look at China, you look at India, you look at Apple with the new iWatch, and we have some incredible things, you know, the next 12 months for gold. They're very positive.
Very interesting. So they're actually looking at, and I did Google it when you were talking, Tom, and I found that they're actually pictures. They're going to put gold into the iWatch, so it won't just be, you know, just a useful piece of equipment. You know, it'll be more of a fashion thing, and they may use as much as 1 ounce or 2 ounces in the watch. Did I hear you right?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Per watch.
That's a lot of gold.
Yeah, it is. You're going to be talking about $2,000, $2,500 worth of gold, not in cans. So this thing's going to retail $10,000, north of $10,000.
Good grief. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
Hey, listen, some people got to have their tech and their luxury at the same time, Tom, right?
Well, we do, and we always forget it. China's 4.5 times bigger than we are, so you just look at the demand for electronics over there. It's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom, and we've got a couple minutes here. No conversation really is complete about concentrated, portable forms of wealth, and I know you've also dealt with this for many, many years, and that is the subject of diamonds and similar precious stones. And what kind of trend are we seeing here with the demand for diamonds? You know, I know that there's only so much of it, so to speak. You know, what's happening on the diamond and precious gem front?
Well, I won't concentrate on the diamonds. The precious gem, and that's opening up about every stone has a different story. But on diamonds, it's incredible. We're getting a lot of people that are buying diamonds for portability. So it's a big thing, and I'm in New York as I record this, and later this afternoon I'll be looking at some very, very rare stone diamonds, pink diamonds, yellow diamonds. I've got a client right now that's we're trying to, he wants to spend about $250,000 on diamonds, but he wants colored diamonds, and he wants very fine ones. So I'll be looking at that today. But that's the, and you look the last 2 years when gold finally went down after going up 12 years, and, you know, diamonds just kept on going at about 8% in 13, about 11% last year on average. So it looks like that is a very big expanding part because of the affordability. People are just worried about America getting into a war and having things they can liquidate other parts of the world. So diamonds are very important in my business right now.
That's very interesting, Tom. And as you said, people can, you know, they can transport and move. You know, it's really difficult to move large sums of money, of course, taking paper currency. But if somebody wants that portability, this is one way to get it because literally, I mean, you know, you could guess with the right stones, you could put $1 million in your pocket.
Yeah, easy. I mean, we had a red diamond I talked to you about before. I had one red diamond that's only been about 19 to 20 I've ever found. It was, you're talking about, it was a gram, I mean, weighed nothing. It was, sold it for $1,300,000.
Wow.
And if I had another one right now, I could get $2 million for it. Just haven't seen one in 2.5 years.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, it's a whole nother way of thinking. And again, I like the idea of always being diversified, Tom. And you, whenever you come on, you help us kind of broaden our realities of what people do. And, you know, sometimes people ask me, David, what do people do that have a lot of money? And these are some of the things that people consider. And of course, like anything, there's always risk with any investment. And, you know, people need to evaluate it for their own personal situation. But it's great to know that there are resources like you, Tom, to help people figure this out and decide if it's something that fits. Tom Cloud, cloudhardassets.com. And Tom, I appreciate you making some time for us.
Dave, it's always a pleasure, and I appreciate what you do for your listeners there, bringing them a broad subject, because they're going to need it in the coming years. I'll see some very hectic times ahead.
All right. Well, we appreciate that sage perspective, Tom. Thank you, sir, and you have a good one.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialists, and certified annuity specialists. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and individualized attention to each and every one of our clients. Count on Holland Financial for your financial advice, not only for today, but for many years to come. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com. Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.